You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Justin Goldsmith is with you, Superintendent at Victoria Police's Road Policing Command. Superintendent, good to talk to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Virginia.
Victoria Police handing out an average of about 5 fines a day to e-scooter users. Now, this incorporates both privately owned and trial e-scooters. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Virginia. Absolutely.
What's the problem here?
Well, I think it's not altogether unsurprising, given that the trial started about 2.5 months ago, 1st of February. So there's 1,500 e-scooters that are part of the trial in the three cities of Port Phillip, Yarra and Melbourne. So that's a significant number. There's an enormous amount of trips that are occurring in the CBD and in those other cities. So in context, when the amount of trips that are being taken, there was always going to be a level of non-compliance initially. And so we're really trying to, correct the behaviours, in the initial stages of the trial, and we're hoping that the compliance levels are going to improve as the trial progresses.
What are most of the infringements about?
Look, the greatest risk, I suppose, with the e-scooters is them being used in areas where they shouldn't be used and not on the shared pathways. So if they're being used on the roads where they shouldn't be used or on the footpaths, that's going to be our focus and our main priority. So that's where a large percentage of the fines have been handed out. Also, riders not wearing their helmet, riders having a second person on the scooter is prohibited. There's 9 specific offences that are relevant to the trial. So those three specific offences are the most common ones, and they're the ones we've issued the most fines for.
So let's get this clear. Where are you supposed to ride your e-scooter?
So it's a shared pathway.
What does that mean, shared pathway?
The bike lanes, like particularly around the CBD, we're talking about those dedicated bike lanes.
So bike
around
lanes.
The CBD. Yeah. The pathways, say, along Yarra, for example, or around Albert Park Lake, those shared pathways. You can use them on roads provided it's a 50-kilometre or less zone. You cannot use them on the footpath. That's totally prohibited.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, I've almost been cleaned up on a number of occasions. The other morning, most frighteningly, I remember I actually shouted out in fright as someone came roaring around the corner and I was on the footpath, they were on the footpath, and almost cleaned me up. So I would imagine the majority of your fines are being issued for people using it on footpaths. That's where they seem to think they go.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the focus area for us, because it's the risk, I suppose, and there's certainly a place for e-scooters. We recognise that, but it's the risk of collision with pedestrians and cars is where the risk sits. So on the footpath, that's our main priority, to ensure that, because they are, as you would have realised, Virginia, they're mostly silent when they move along.
They're supposed to. That's meant to be their benefit, is it? They're silent.
Yeah, that's right. And so there's very little warning that they're bearing down on you if they're coming from behind. And I can understand, pedestrians being alarmed at that. So our focus has got to be on ensuring that there aren't those risks of injury with pedestrians colliding with, or e-scooters colliding with pedestrians. So we place a lot of emphasis when we're doing our enforcement operations on that specific offence, because that's where the greatest risk of injury is.
Superintendent, do you breath test riders of e-scooters, and do you ever confiscate e-scooters?
Yeah, look, we do. We've got the power to breath test them, and they're subject to blood alcohol content offending if they're found to be over the limit. And we do have the option of impounding them. So that is an enforcement option for them. Basically, if it's a... certainly, if I'm talking about private e-scooters, if it is capable of going more than 10 kilometres an hour, or it's got a power base of more than 200 watts, it's technically a motor vehicle, or a motorbike. So the same impoundment legislation that allows us to impound motorbikes and motor vehicles applies to the e-scooters.
What's the legal status of a privately owned e-scooter at the moment?
Well, you can purchase an a privately owned e-scooter, but if it fits that criteria where it's over 200 watts, the size of the engine, or it is capable of going more than 10 kilometres an hour on level ground, then you cannot use that in a public place. So you can use it in a private property, there's no issue there, but it is classified as a motor vehicle and is subject to registration and licensing as soon as it's used in a public place. So basically, it's very difficult for the average person to say, well, what's 200 watts or more? But if it can carry an adult, you can guarantee that it's more than 200 watts. So that's really those ones that are less than 200 watts or can go less than 10 kilometres, they're the type of electric scooters that are designed for children. So that's the sort of rule of thumb.
Okay.
So those big, black, powerful electric scooters that you see cannot be used in a public place.
Except you do see them being used, and I guess hence,
I think there's some misconceptions on the basis of the e-scooter trial starting. I think people thought, or some members of the community may have thought, that it was a free-for-all on e-scooters and you can use your own private e-scooter.
Yes.
It is very much about a hire scheme with really strict regulations around it, and we're really supportive of the trial. And the trial has, there's been trials in other major cities around the world and other major cities in Australia as well that have been successful.
That's very interesting. I mean, it's good to hear that you support them. But, the problem is clearly with the communication around what is able to be used and how they should be used. Someone's going to have to fix up the communication and clarifying the rules, aren't they, Superintendent?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
who should that be? Who should do that?
Well, I think it's a joint response. I think the trial has been initiated by the Department of Transport, and I know there's work underway to communicate with the community and also retailers of private e-scooters as well to make it clearer that where you can and can't use a private e-scooter. And I think there's a responsibility on the retailers to do that. But it's also a responsibility on the members of the community to inform themselves about what the proper regulations are. And there's certainly information available for people on the Big Roads website, for example. And if you're going to purchase an electric scooter for $1,000 or $500, whatever it is, there is a responsibility on you to know where and when you can use that electric scooter. It's a dual responsibility. There's retailers, there's government, and the community members, to inform themselves.
So you've got to inform yourself. Really good to talk to you, Superintendent. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Virginia.
Justin Goldsmith, Superintendent of Victoria Police's Road Policing.